Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. One of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot to cover on your radio. I'll tell you that right now. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Trump vows rapid high tariffs on Mexico unless illegal. Let's repeat that phrase. Illegal immigration ends. Kopich says what we need from Mexico, spot on highlights of a reality check. We need accountability, folks, and we need to literally deal with the doctrine that is international law and American law. You know, changing the names from illegal to just immigrant or refugee or any other term is dishonest at best. And many folks are saying, hey, why are we worrying so much about the border wall? I mean, that's a good thing to worry about, but why worry about the border wall when all you got to do is get rid of all the incentives for people to come? You know, free government education, free medical care, free food stamps, free this, free that, free lodging, free. Hey, get rid of all the carrots and pretty soon you won't have the problem. And boy, howdy, is that an overlooked reality check on this discussion as well. We talked about National Public Radio. They say fact checks Donald Trump. They joke about this. They kind of deal with this joke that Donald made about Mr. Kahn. That's that mayor guy. He's not even half the height of de Blasio, is what Trump said. And then they literally get out a measuring tape and go, if he was half the height, he'd be 3 feet tall. That's not really what Donald's saying. Nevertheless, they love that fact check. Donald's wrong on everything. When he said half the height, even though that's, you know, a common term in America, not literally meaning half the height, right? I mean, people say that all the time. If you fact check people when they say things, like if it's a six of one, half a dozen of the other, you know, factually, that's not accurate either. Because the one and the other can't be identical, right? See, I mean, it's just weird things that they use. And he's saying, hey, can you please put a smidgen on this sandwich, a smidgen of mustard? What's a smidgen there? You know, and they get into all these weird, goofy scenario, and they act like, man, they just slaughtered the Donald for being inaccurate. You know what? The more they do this, the more dishonest Americans realize the insider media really is. No one really believed when Donald said that somebody was half the height of somebody else, that really a man was a midget. Come on. Okay, but the U.S. government is wasting millions of dollars on fragmented and overlapping duplicative programs. A big time point. Now, then they could say, well, hey, you know, how much do you waste? And they can debate the details, but they can't debate the points, right? And that's where they lose, and that's why they're so dishonest. The only way Donald Trump can lose in 2020, that's David Kapilian speaking out. How did David say the only way they could lose would be, Kurt?
Well, he said if there's not an honest media.
Yeah, if there's not an honest media and if there's vote fraud. So I would add a little tidbit to David. He's right about the honest media point, though. Certainly they're dishonest. Certainly they make the rules and manipulate things. Special counsel Robert Mueller should be censured, if not disbarred for violating Department of Justice rules and turning the legal system upside down for political purposes. That's my view. I agree with that. Larry Klayman, speaking out boldly, says Judge Roy Moore and I, meaning Larry Klayman, has sued Cohen for defamation. This lowlife must be held legally accountable. No doubt about that. Remember, this Cohen guy is the guy that deceived Roy Moore into doing an interview, thinking it was a legitimate interview, and it was nothing but a prank. Well, they're trying to do the same stuff to Donald Trump right now, folks, in a roundabout way. They're trying to make you believe there's Russian collusion, even after 2 years and millions of dollars spent and hundreds of subpoenas. And I mean, the list goes on and on. They're still trying to make you believe there's some Russian scandal that Donald should be impeached, when the truth is Hillary Clinton should be impeached. Well, let me say this over. She shouldn't be impeached. She should be in jail for her Uranium One deals, and the body count keeps climbing for Hillary, too, if you haven't heard. Roy Moore says U.S. Senate-run decision will come in June, which means I hope soon, because it's already June the 5th, 6th, right? What do they say? It's D-Day? Anyway, we'll get into that. But Roy Moore correctly asks, why is there so much fear in Washington, D.C. at the mere mention of my name? And boy, howdy, is he right on. The answer, Roy Moore, is because you stand with God, family, and country, and that would actually restore the republic if we had enough people doing that. They don't want that at all. Laura Ingraham defends Paul Nehlen as one of the prominent voices censored on social media. And boy, is she right about that. By the way, Paul Nehlen's a great guy. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. We had our guest on, Mrs. Becky Akers. Her incredible books. She's an author. Hail Storm and Abducting Arnold. Two incredible books by the revolutionary new novels before they're banned today, would you please? We also talked about today, Thursday, June 6th. The world celebrates it as D-Day. But you know what? We celebrate it, ladies and gentlemen, as Nathan Hale's 264th birthday today. Nathan Hale is one of the greatest patriots the world has ever known. He stood on principle. And wow, good for him for doing so. So I got a headline that says, world leaders mark D-Day, 75th, quote, anniversary. I'd rather celebrate Nathan Hale's birthday for the leader that he really was. Anyway, good for Nathan Hale. I had a drug problem when I was a kid. Incredible little, a reality check, a poem. I was drugged to church. I was drugged to all these different things to learn to be an adult. And it was good for me. And I remember it. And it's in my veins now. And it makes me who I am. A little bit of a different drug problem than you might have thought of, huh? Ron Paul and Julian Assange. Truth is treason in an empire of lies. And boy, is he right. Shame on the Donald for turning on Julian. Our prayers are that Donald can come back to his senses and pardon Julian yesterday. The poor guy's going to die. He's sick. And I mean, wow. Come on, Donald. Come on, my friend. You got a window of opportunity to do the right thing. Please, please get it done. And while you're at it, you know what? Let's have Sam Girard and Steve Stockman out of jail too, please. I mean, I could mention so many others. We need to work on that Innocence in Prison project. I'll tell you that right now. Can Trump beat Joe Biden in 2020? Well, the plot thickens on that score. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds today, too. I don't know if he can. Joe Biden, believe it or not, pitches a $5 trillion plus climate proposal that he says would lead to zero emissions by 2050. It's basically a takeoff of the Ocasio-Cortez AOC Green New Deal plan. And many people are saying that Joe's plagiarizing to get his plan together. Anti-vax movement spreads to pet population. That's kind of interesting. People don't even want to give the shots to their pets anymore. They know it's so abusive and hostile and not near safe or effective, huh? Study finds many journalists, believe it or not, have working relationship with Antifa. That's scary as all get out. No wonder Antifa gets kid gloves in the media, huh? Yeah, your journalist is in bed with Antifa. I mean, it is just insanity going on, folks. All right, that's the recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. Mr. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
It is D-Day. The president's speaking. The media is being critical of the Donald. They say he's been critical of foreign powers. And, you know, the big push for presidents on D-Day is to talk about how we won and how we made this great push and great Americans. But then all previous presidents since have really tied this to, we got to work internationally. We got to back these international bodies for cooperation. Donald has been critical of those international bodies, and so they're saying it's very hard for President Trump now to navigate this and speak out as he takes to his position in the long line of presidents that have spoken on D-Day talking about this. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I was just looking through some of the different photos that are available in some of the news stories, especially on Breitbart right now. And, for example, one of them has a caption that says, "These members are the first groups of assault troops." And, you know, I thought they were pretty much like rescue troops. You
yeah,
know,
but
going
do you want to redefine history, Kurt?
Yeah, good point. But they're going into, you know, the Nazi place where the they're going into France where the Nazis have taken over, and man, that's to me seems to be rescuing the people from invaders, you know, not assaulting.
I agree with you, Kurt, but that's if you want the truth about history, my friend. And that, in my humble opinion, exactly what, sadly, they don't want. So you're exactly right. And what's interesting to me is I don't know why they want to suggest Donald's compromised on this. Why can't Donald say we don't want these foreign entanglements that, that nation build and that, that promote war and that literally advocate for war around the world? I reject those premises, and I think our neighbors need to pay their fair share. That doesn't change the fact that he can stand for diplomatic relations that make sense. But again, they always got to attack the president no matter what he does, right?
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
So it's amazing. President Trump speaks at D-Day, very complimentary of the troops, very complimentary of America, very complimentary of our allies in many ways. But yet they attack the president saying, hey, you know, he's been critical of our allies and critical of things internationally. And therefore, he, you know, he's in a rock and a hard place speaking out on D-Day. See, I disagree completely. You know, can we strike a balance, ladies and gentlemen, between this idea that, hey, you know what, we're glad we won World War II. We're glad we stopped wickedness. We should not have been in the war in the first place. I don't think we needed to get into a world war to solve the problems that we faced. Nevertheless, you know, this battle about these, hey, speaking out and saying, I want some of these other nations to pay their fair share, and saying, hey, we can't be a warlike people and promote war everywhere. And some of these international organizations are nothing but warlike organizations and foment war rather than navigate for peace. We need to advocate for diplomatic relationships, and we don't want to be isolationists, but we don't want to lead with war and lead with a tyrannical hand or fist. We need to be very patient and kind, and I personally think Donald Trump can speak out and be very common sense for both views on that, Kurt. All right, we'll try to get Kurt back. In the meantime, Brian, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Okay, there's a lot going on in the news. Are you back, Kurt?
Yeah, but I've just got a little, you know, it looks funny on this end, so anyway.
Don't worry about it. Sounds great, sir.
All right. You know, one other picture I was seeing
But really quick, though, do you think that he can do both, though? I think he can. I think they're being unfair to him. If he doesn't speak, they'll criticize him. There's just no way to win. But I think he's common sense, and he's right, Kurt.
Surprise, the media is being unfair to President Trump.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this is just, like, shocking. But, you know, the president, I think, is treating, you know, putting things right, you know, and standing up for the right stuff. And when you see the amount of support he gets, and when people are exposed to what's really happening, then I think they respond properly. But that's the main problem. As you've always taught us, he who owns the media makes the rules. And
hey, Brian, do you want to comment on that? It is D-Day, and they're criticizing Donald no matter what he does. He speaks, and he still can never get it right, according to these people. And I think he's right to say, well, we need to use diplomatic relations to do things. We need to have other nations pay their fair share. We need to not be a warlike people, but we need to lead with peace and negotiations. And I think President Trump is right.
Well, like, you know, it seems to me that it's the same old thing that's happening. They can't stand him being where he's at. They can't allow him to do anything. And yet I think we have to have, you know, more of a common ground, and everybody needs to help if our world globally is going to succeed. And this is common sense, really. It's really common sense. In any business, I mean, if you look at business, you work together to help build your business and do things that work for everybody. You know, if the top just seems to pill fissure, work.
And it's kind of like this. I can have gratitude for the troops and for the wars they fought and for the sacrifices they made, regardless if I believe we should have been there or not. So I don't think we should have been in most of the wars we've been in at all. Nevertheless, right. I'm not going to hold it against the people that sacrificed so much for it. I'm going to be grateful for them. But I am going to advocate absolutely for peace, and I'm going to I can do both. It's not a conflict right of interest or a compromise or somehow one has to be true and the other's false kind of a discussion. I can have both
absolutely
easily, right?
Yeah, you're right. I agree. Yeah, you're right on.
For example, I don't think we ever should have been in Vietnam, period. It was just stupid. It was crazy. We never even intended to win. I mean, it was just nuts on parade. Nevertheless, I'm grateful for those who went to serve, and I'm sorry for their loss, and I'm grateful for their sacrifice, and I revere them as humble people doing their duty for their country, and I don't mean to put them up on a pedestal, but I do mean to show appropriate gratitude. That doesn't mean I think we should have gone there. The armchair right quarterback desk jockeys signing the documents forcing everyone to be there with these goofy rules we had, those are the people that I'm the most frustrated with. But I think I can have views of both of that. And same thing with this D-Day discussion.
Right. I think you're right on. I I have a number of friends that served in Vietnam, and yeah, it was a terrible war, and I agree we shouldn't have been there. But boy, these are good people, and some of them are struggling with you know, some of the, you know, the emotions and struggles that they face there, and they still live that. But yeah, they, you know, we have to love them, and we have to move forward, and yeah, I agree.
And I can also have this attitude to where I do believe we owe them a great responsibility to care for them and take care of some of the after effects of the war and things like that. I'm never for handouts. I'm for private sector charitable solutions. But in the case of when somebody goes to serve, especially when there's a draft, which I'm not for a draft in the first place. If there's a just war, people will sign up in droves. If it's not just, people understand and they resist. Nevertheless, I would say that I want to take care of those who have served in those wars. And I do think that's one area where America does have a responsibility, and that is not a handout. That is appropriate compensation for service rendered, and the more the severity of the sacrifice, the greater we have a responsibility as the people as well, Brian.
Right, I agree. I mean, there's a lot of those that have struggled, and as a result of what they went through, and so on, and we have to step up and help them and support them for the they allowed us the freedoms that we enjoy, and so we can't beat them up and beat. Yeah, you know, I think Trump's trying to make, you know, good intentions there, and they should allow him to do that.
Any final word on that, Kurt?
You know, can you hear me like this?
Yeah, perfect. Sound great. Let her rip, brother.
It's funny. So the mute button's just not working, I guess. But anyway,
when you press it, you go off.
Oh,
I don't know what it looks right like. But anyway, continue, sir. This is a break discussion, not an on-air discussion.
When I look at the president and really see what he's doing, either from his own voice, like at these rallies or at the, you know, the White House reports or, you know, any other, even a news conference where you actually listen to him instead of, you know, read what somebody said he said, I'm just continually impressed. I like the one guy that said, hey, I want patience and I want it now. I wish we could eliminate the Federal Reserve, eliminate the IRS, and go on down through the list and get that all done this morning before 10 o'clock, you know. But the fact is,
where do I sign
we got
up?
A big old mess, and, thank goodness he's gotten rid of all the regulations he's gotten rid of, and there's a heck of a lot more swamp monsters to be skewered, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right about that. Anyway, I don't want to go on about this forever, but it is D-Day, and they are talking about it a lot in the media, and I wanted to kind of have my two cents in that we can advocate for and pray for peace. We can show gratitude. We can work towards diplomatic relationships with all. We can expect our partners and organizations and countries around the world to pay their fair share and do their part, and there's no conflict in any of that. Honest Money Report, where's gold and silver sitting, Brian?
Gold sitting 1336.30.
1336 what now?
1336.33. 0.33. Yeah, 0.3. Silver's 1503.
Wow, that's good because it went up a little bit then, right?
Yep, came back up a little bit.
15, what is it again?
03.
Sorry, I'm writing this down, so I'm slow.
1503.
Got it. So silver went up a little bit, and so did gold, didn't it?
Yep. They both came up a little bit. Palladium is sitting at 1344. And platinum is sitting at 807.
Do you recommend people get palladium and platinum?
Well, it's a metal that's kind of hanging on there. There is quite a bit of use in those metals. They're a lot harder to refine those metals than gold and silver. So, it's another metal, you know, I have a number of clients that like to put that stuff away. I mean,
if you have a lot of money, that's where it's better good to put it in multiple of those, because you get beyond just saying, I want to store for a rainy day or a meltdown in the economy. You're saying, I want to preserve a lot of money somewhere in something stable and something that I could take possession of. That's if you have bigger dollars, right?
Right. Right, well,
it'd be more
that want to diversify their portfolio and get into a array of metals.
Kurt?
You think it'd be more valuable than paper, though?
Not a chance. No, sir, of course not. What are you thinking?
Is that toilet paper?
In fact, that is blasphemy, buddy. Don't you know
about mountain money, toilet paper, now that's another story.
See, that toilet paper is called mountain money, don't you, gentlemen?
I've
heard that.
See, and you think that's more important? I mean, come on. And I thought you guys understood,
Yeah.
All right, there's a lot to discuss, though. It's interesting, the stock market has been kind of going up and down and based on these tariffs and these discussions with that quite a bit, Brian. And there's now a lot of people attacking Trump, saying, man, he's going to just wreck the economy. One out of five businesses is going to go out of business, buddy.
Yeah.
You think it's true? All right, I'm sorry. When we get back, we'll get Brian's take on if he thinks that's true. And I got an idea. Maybe if we reduce taxes on the American people and the tariffs start rolling in, we won't have businesses go out of business. In fact, we'll have freedom. Someone will just start ringing the freedom bell. Might end up with another crack in that dude, but nevertheless, it'll be worth the ring anyway, wouldn't it? Liberty Roundtable Live. Hold on, Brian.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Normandy, France, where he's currently meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron. That following a huge event at the Normandy American Cemetery to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar.
The event drawing other world leaders and over 170 American veterans who survived that fateful day on the beaches at Normandy.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
Back here at home, no change in the number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week. The Labor Department says 218,000 workers did. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A judge will decide the fate of Missouri's last abortion clinic. Judge Michael Stelzer hearing arguments from Planned Parenthood and the state of Missouri during a hearing yesterday centered on whether the St. Louis clinic's license should be renewed. The judge didn't rule on whether to issue a preliminary injunction that would allow the clinic to continue performing abortions, and he didn't say when a decision will be made. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Chief Randall Williams says his agency is concerned about patient safety.
Many Missourians are pro-choice. Many Missourians are pro-life. What all those Missourians expect me to do in a regulatory fashion is to enforce the law, enforce the regulations, and keep people safe.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is heading into dangerous territory by threatening Mexico with tariffs, telling reporters at the Capitol yesterday tariffs are a distraction from the Mueller report, and she said American consumers are going to be paying the price. This is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're talking to Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com, about precious metals. We got the Honest Money gold and silver spot price update and more. And right before the pause, I asked Brian about these tariffs and everything else. And I just believe that, you know, they claim one out of five businesses will go out of business. This is just horrible for the world, and it's going to be awful. And I just think all you got to do is reduce the taxes, the unconstitutional property and income taxes on people. And pretty soon the tariffs will be welcomed by Americans to pay for the proper role of constitutional government, reduce spending, and now you're getting somewhere. Anyway, Brian, what do you say to all that?
Well, I think you're right. I think that would be a great step towards the right direction, reduce some of these taxes. But I think big government, they don't want to reduce, spending. They want to keep spending, so that means more taxes. More control, I do believe that we're seeing, more of an accelerated global economic slowdown. I mean, you look at, Germany crisis level, Japan, South Korea, China, it goes on, Mexico, these tariffs and so on, the manufacturing numbers, are awful. And so, right now we could be in a nightmare scenario based on, just maybe a global recession. So, yeah, I think the tariffs are affecting some of these countries. There's a lot of problems. A lot of problems here. 59% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. So, let's cut taxes. I'm for it.
I support tariffs, and the reason that I do is because they're not direct. In other words, you don't need to keep track of everybody's personal finances. You don't need some national ID, Social Security number. You don't need it. They're very indirect by nature, and one of the really key issues for the founding fathers was this. We can pay for the proper role of government, and there needs to be funds to do that. That's legitimate. But the more direct it becomes on the people, the worse it is. The more progressive it is, the worse it is. The more, and so when you start messing with people's property and start messing with people's income and start personally getting involved in their lives, and that's when the unconstitutionality of something comes to bear quite quickly. And you can see it in the Communist Manifesto, the inheritance taxes, the income taxes, the property taxes. They love that progressive, get-in-your-face, very direct nature that violates your privacy and interferes with your day-to-day world. The tariffs don't interfere with your day-to-day world except for prices. But as long as taxes are low, everybody can see that there's a justification for it to carry out the proper role of government. Kurt, do you want to add to that?
Just trying to figure out what to add.
Well, you could say you're going to meet with Donald today and implement it over lunch or something.
Well, that's true. Good point. And it seems like so many times the real answers happen to be right here where we are. One of the things I was just thinking about, thinking of Russ Coined Gift, is how nice those coins look, those nice silver dollars that are, especially I like the 2019s this year, just because I always find it amazing when somebody sees one of those and says, I didn't know they made those anymore, and then you see those old, silver half dollars, like from when I was born, and you think, hey, let's make America great again.
Them dudes are as old as Kurt. Now them are old. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, really quick, just to kind of mention about this, and I got a trick question for you guys, and I'm going to ask it very honestly, but I'm going to just be ready for this. How much is a government minted? So the United States of America mints coins. Kurt talked about the 2019 version. How much is a Silver Eagle silver dollar worth? It's a trick question, Brian.
Well, it's real. It's really a real dollar.
Yeah, so the answer is it's worth a dollar. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, and that's what gets people so confused. I remember that show, I think it was close to when I was born. It used to be called What's My Line, I think it was. And basically, you have these different individuals in there. You're supposed to try to figure out, hey, who's telling the truth? And so I occasionally do that. I put a Federal Reserve note that says $1 on it, and then you get a Sacagawea coin that says $1 on it, and then you get a silver certificate that says $1 on it, and then you put one of these silver dollars that says $1 on it right there, and you ask people, hey,
then you got to put the fake Federal Reserve one near it,
too.
Who's
telling the truth? Well, yeah, I started with that one. But anyway, the Federal Reserve note is there. And so then people look and read, and it says $1 on all of them. But if you read further, the silver certificate says it's redeemable, in silver. So that's giving you a hint. Of course, the Federal Reserve
And the point is, that would be equal to the silver dollar, right? Because if it's really redeemable, it's just a representation of, not a replacement for, is the point, right?
Right. Like the other day, I had one of those sitting on the table, and then one of those $2 U.S. notes, that I get from you, Brian, sitting there on the honey table, and this guy, he's obviously from, Mexico or somewhere outside of the United States. He sees those, he's like, gosh, how much are those, and people recognize the value of the real thing, and especially then if you have some silver right there, they're like, oh boy, but not all of them, there's the people that would probably take some certificate, Federal Reserve note, a crisp one, think that's real money, but they're confused, Sam.
Yeah, I got this incredible news story. Headline says this: United States buys tons of gold from the world's market. What do you think of that, Brian?
Well, and the reason is...
Well, by the way, it isn't true.
Well, even but they,
America never does that. It's every other nation that does that, Brian. How come that is?
Well, actually, if you look at the scenario, the U.S. government is minting X amount of product, and so you know if we just had a store there at Fort Knox, you know, we wouldn't be buying off the open market. But I don't, you know, they're buying off the open market to mint these coins. I mean, and every country is doing the same. You know, producing, you know, China pandas or, you know, Australia kangaroos or gold eagles and so on. So, yeah, there's a market value out there that they're buying other off the market just to meet demand of kind of people purchasing gold and silver.
Taking possession thereof, which we highly recommend, by the way. Now, there's an right. interesting column that I saw, and I want to brief you guys on it real quick. It says this: after being an underperformer for years, will gold get dot, dot, dot. Now, I don't believe gold has been an underperformer for years, Brian. I think it's all about reality and expectations. What they want you to believe is in this boom and bust, up and down, rich and poor, you know, boom or bust. And they get you to believe in that idea. And, hey, gold hasn't performed near like the fiat currencies or near like the crypto whatevers. And so they say gold is an underperformer. I disagree. I think gold is the standard of stability, and that's the part we're missing in the discussion.
Yeah, you're right on. I agree 100%. And if people look at it in the scenarios, if our Federal Reserve notes, I mean, there's the underperformer. Let's just look at buying power. Let's look at the same buying power of that metal today as opposed to the same amount in currency. You know, it's ridiculous. So, it might not move if you say, okay, well, we're at $1,336 today. Well, I remember when it was $1,800 do you remember it was $300? I mean, over that percent, but it's that buying power. That same buying power is still there today. That $20 gold piece and the $20 bill, you tell me which one has the buying power.
Well, and to prove the point, I said, how much is that Silver Eagle shiny silver dollar the government just minted and claims is a dollar on it? How much is it worth? And the answer is it's worth a dollar. But in order to get one, you got to pay 20 fake Federal Reserve notes to get one, right?
Right. Well, and that, you know, the Federal Reserve notes, what's our deficit?
So how much is a Federal Reserve note worth if you got to give 20 of them to get one of them silver dollars? The answer is it's like worth about 5 cents.
Right.
Some say it's worth even less. It depends on what you're trading for. But nevertheless, the point's made that if you want to talk about an underperformer, look, the Federal Reserve note was created in what, 1913?
Your Federal Reserve, well,
that's when we got the act, the Federal Reserve Act.
It's hard to say when the fake notes came in because it was a sliding manipulative scale, right?
That's right. You know, with all those old, you've seen some of those, you've been there when I've talked about some of those old bills. Over the time from 1913 to right up to now, they just gradually phased it in where, hey, now it's tough to find a silver certificate. But
do you have a little extra time, Brian?
Quite some time.
Yeah, I've got to take off. Sorry.
Oh, we'll let you fly. Thank you so much, sir. Godspeed. Brian Rust, ladies and gentlemen, always doing a phenomenal job. If you want an honest friend in the coin business, RustCoinAndGift.com. Thanks, Brian.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. It's Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. So I kind of want to stick with this topic just a teeny bit more, Kurt, as we finish it out. I talked to Brian about, you know, this a little bit, too. You know, it's interesting to me that it takes 20, almost 20 Federal Reserve notes to buy one of those silver dollars the United States makes. And in 2019, this isn't like old style or yesteryear or something like that. In 2019, the federal government literally lets two things happen. The federal government mints 2019 silver eagle, silver dollar. They're $1. They say right on them from the United States Mint. Now you got a private banking cartel that creates a Federal Reserve note that says $1 on it as well. Donald runs around and says, we can't be having fake news going on everywhere. Got to have the truth. Got to have honesty in the media, baby. Okay, now, I want to know, will the real dollar please stand up? One's created by a private banking consortium with no backing, no stability, and violates our supreme law. And it takes 20 of them to buy the real thing. When is somebody going to talk about that fake news, Kurt?
Great question, Sam. I mean, it's... It seemed like it'd be fantastic fuel for the president, you know.
Don't you? Amen. I don't know how to help him.
And you know, and then he could just tie the tariff thing right to the IRS deal, and the hunt for all his paperwork, et cetera, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, he could include privacy for Americans, and you know, I mean, then he could go into the whole Social Security thing and say, hey man, I read this book where it was talking about in the future the young people of America will call a halt to the con game, you know, called, and referencing Social Security. I mean, man, he could just have a heyday having a good time, you know.
Realize they've been played for suckers the whole bit. Yeah, you know, and so many things could be done, ladies and gentlemen, and that we advocate for that for sure. We advocate for honesty and money, and I'm telling you right now, to allow fiat fake money to be the payments of tender, of debts, legal tender, is just dishonest and immoral as it gets, folks. Okay, they say after being an underperformer for years, gold has not underperformed. You compare it to the fiat currency that started in 1913, so over 100 years, but as Kurt wisely says, it's kind of complicated because it wasn't a pure Federal Reserve note before. It was backed, it was mixed with different things, so it's taken time. But the reality is that since it got introduced, whatever you want to say, to now, it has dropped from being on par as a silver note to gold and silver. Well, I say on par because it was redeemable in. Not a replacement for, but a representation of. And it's gone from that to now it's worth only about 5 cents. All right, there's a big, cool article written by Art Moore in World Net Daily, WND.com, that I thought was worthy of our discussion as well. Christians missing key factor in abortion debate. Did you see this?
This doesn't ring a bell, Sam.
All right.
Art Bell?
No, Art Moore. Art Bell's the talk show host that's passed away, but this is Art Moore, WND.com. Now, here's the interesting thing. The idea is this. When we talk about abortion, it's fair and honest to talk about it being murder and how evil and wrong it is and how we need to, you know, be very hardcore in rejecting the narrative that the pro-death folks promote. And I think that's warranted and necessary and justified. But here's the point of Art Moore's article, and he's spot on. The church must develop not only a culture and theology of pro-life, but they also need to create a culture of forgiveness and healing. And a lot of the resistance we're getting, the lot of resistance we're getting on these discussions about abortion have to do with shame, have to do with people that have been involved in abortion in some way, can't forgive themselves, and can't see a daylight. In other words, can't see any hope. Their actions, they know, are so egregious, so hostile, or whatever term you want to use, they can't really see their way out of this. And so the point is that we as conservatives need to boldly, nobly, and independently reject murder. At the same time, we as Christians and as the church need to create a culture of, hey, we will not accept the murder, and we'll call it what it is, murder. But we do have place in our hearts for forgiveness. Place in our hearts to change. We have a message that says Jesus Christ loves you and is sad for the abortion and the loss of life. However, we will clearly articulate that there is forgiveness, that there is hope, and that there are solutions. And I think we've done pretty well at that. Because I think Abby Johnson has been plenty accepted, and others. But I will say that I think it's a wise point we cannot overlook, that this is the Church of Jesus Christ that we're talking about, the Christians. And you know what? We can go thy way and sin no more. We can say, those who condemn, let them cast the first stone. We can have a culture that says you can be forgiven. We have faith unto repentance, and there are solutions, and we need to make sure that we don't forget that side of the discussion or the opportunity. As we advocate for Christ, it is a message from the Prince of Peace of forgiveness and hope and repent and change and come unto me. And we can't miss that side of the argument. It's easy to do when they're murdering folks and we're like, hey, that's murder. It's true. But we also have another side that we really need to highlight and cannot forget, because it is the message of the Savior, and it is what he died on the cross and was resurrected for. Kurt, do you want to add to that? Great point by Art Moore and WND.com.
Yeah, I don't know what else to add, Sam. I mean, I'd certainly like to emphasize it, but bottom line, it's accurate, you know.
I just wish I thought of it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad somebody else did. It's a great, great point that I just have to speak out in support of.
Good point.
Because I believe that's really where a lot of the resistance is coming from. A lot of people know we're right. But, man, they just can't let it go. They're just too ashamed. They're too concerned. They just can't. But if we could offer the olive branch of love, genuine kindness and love for our fellow beings, and say, you know what? God loves you. And you know what? He won't condemn thee if you change and if you... And we need to make sure that message is never forgotten. Believe it or not, Joe Biden's in the news as he pitches his 2020 bid, Kurt. And Joe Biden backs the Hyde Amendment, breaks from party on abortion funding ban. Are you caught up on the Hyde Amendment, Kurt?
You know, anyway, I kind of wish their hides weren't back in Congress, most of them. But, you know, I don't know about what the... I've heard it. I just can't.
You got to look it up, buddy. You got to type in Hyde Amendment Wikipedia, and pretty soon you'll be an expert.
All right.
Simply, the Hyde Amendment says, hey, we don't believe in abortion funding.
Well, that is simple. I mean, it took him about 30 pages.
Sam Bushman's simplification plan.
Yeah.
But anyway, believe it or not, Joe Biden has been for that for a long time, and he's been kind of out of step with his party, and they thought he'd jettison this as he doubles down and represents the Democratic Party today, but he's stuck with it. And many are very... There's a backlash against Joe that's serious, Kurt.
Whoa.
And the reason that I bring it up is because, you know, again, I'm not interested in picking people. I'm interested in standing with principle. And Joe's right on this one, Kurt. I'm not here to attack or praise Joe. I'm here to highlight the truth. Joe's right when he says, hey, we shouldn't have abortion funding at the federal level. Just shouldn't be. And Joe's right. And I'm here to point out the principles. And when Joe's right, I got to give him credit. I know it's rare. Some would say, well, don't give Joe any credit ever. You give him credibility. You know what? I'm going to be honest and say that he's right, Kurt. I'm not here to hate or love Joe. I'm here to stand for the truth. And if Joe wants to stand for the truth, this is a point that Ron Paul taught a lot, too. If Joe Biden wants to stand on the right side of an issue for once, Kurt, good for him.
Yep, even a stop clock is exactly right twice a day.
Hey, Joe, by the way, you could do more of that, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Any other tidbits on this Hyde Amendment, Kurt?
Not that I can see, Sam.
All right, I don't know if I explained it well enough. I used like two words or three words or something to explain it.
Yeah, you'll never be a senator with that kind of stuff.
Now, on Wikipedia, they're really excited to tell you that it was a failed amendment, Kurt.
Of course.
Because that's the way they love.
As they promote life and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
They say it's about the abortion funding amendment.
I got a little hint to tell Wikipedia and everybody else that relies on business from people. If they get rid of all the people, you know, through abortion, they won't have any customers.
Good point. But that would be thinking through it too clearly. Now, the Hyde Amendment is a legislative initiative or provision barring the use of federal funds to pay for abortion, except for to save the life of the woman, or if the pregnancy occurs from incest or rape. Now, again, this is where I don't even agree with those exceptions in this case, where I don't think the federal government needs to pay for it no matter what. Nevertheless, I commend the Hyde Amendment, and I commend Joseph Biden for being in support of it. And this is going to make the run between Donald Trump and Joe Biden that much more tight, Kurt. Because no matter what the Republicans say or think, no matter what the Democrats say or think, the fact is Americans instinctively are pro-life. They just are. And I'm telling you, this will make it very difficult to know who to vote for, because on very core key issues, who's better, Joe or Trump? And in their they were both extremely liberal, Kurt.
Yeah, what's it going to do to the Democrat Party, Sam?
Well, they're just going to come unhinged and hate on Joe. But as he takes their nominee, they're going to fall in line to say, Joe's wrong on that, but he's still better than anybody else.
You think?
Or they might split up.
I think they've got some real battles ahead of them. But, hey, which party doesn't? The Republicans sure got the insiders, outsiders, all the different ones, you know.
The Trump supporters and the swamp and the whole bit. Yeah, you're right about that fact. Anyway, I commend Joe Biden for being right. One time he was able to be right, and I commend him. Hey, man, there's a girl that's a Marine. Some are saying she's the hottest Marine in the world, Kurt. I got the details coming up. I'm ashamed of her, personally. We'll talk
better
about
cool
that.
Her off.
Well, better get her dressed. Anyway, all right, thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam, he's Kurt, and thank you for listening. Donate today. Every penny will help us grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.